Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, everybody. We are so delighted to be here. This is your host, Carol Dorian.
And this is your host, Justice Welling. And today we are talking about spiritual PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, we've all heard of this, and I think the first thing that comes to all of our minds is war.
Yes.
Army. People coming back from battle. But PTSD and spiritual PTSD is a lot more common, and people face battles and spiritual battles every day that has nothing to do with war.
So it's kind of like there are our personal wars. We've all kind
absolutely.
Of been through our personal wars.
Our personal wars, absolutely. And that's like our personal wars are people passing away, divorce, breakups, loss of job, income, losing our stability. People's life change. People's energy change. And if your mind, your heart, your energy, and your aura is not all synced in realizing that change and going to accept all of that change, then you can have symptoms. Sometimes something in our life can happen, and it's too much for our aura to filter. So our aura holds on to this energy or this situation until it can filter. But between the time it's being filtered, it's replaying in our aura. And the energy, it's replaying in our aura and our energy field, the experience. And sometimes it's more than one experience. And it's like watching a movie. You could see it in front of your eye. This episode that has caused the trauma keeps replaying in our minds. And especially if we heard a certain song on the radio, or we visited a certain restaurant, or we run into a certain someone, we are right back in that place that has caused us this trauma, and we are re-experiencing all the feelings and emotions like it just happened yesterday.
Yes, and you know, I have experienced working with people who are going through PTSD. And they describe exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear a certain song, smell a certain scent, into someone.
We could see it in front of our eyes. It replays in our head, like I said, watching a movie.
Taking that person right mm-hmm. back to that situation that caused that wound and the source of the PTSD.
Yeah, And what we're talking about and what you're saying is exactly that. It's spiritual PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And our spiritual connection and our aura is, if it's not filtering, that situation is replaying that experience. And it makes us shut down. It makes us relive the experience. And it has the same symptoms and the same side effects. And we can't move forward. You know, we're feeling, even if it was like, a few years ago, or even a few months ago, or even 10 years ago, and we heard that song or went to that restaurant, we are immediately feeling those feelings, having those side effects, feeling those emotions, and shutting down.
Yes.
And that is because it was an experience, like we said earlier, it could be you lost someone, you lost something. It is when your heart, your mind, your energy, your aura, when it's not all sync and says, okay, I've accepted, you know, there's no more ham, so I'll have turkey. That's pretty easy, right?
Yes.
But when it's something big, life-shaping, and we're not all in sync and connected to it, because our mind is going to say, hold on, let me think about this. Or, oh, wow. You know, our heart is in so much pain, it's not willing to accept it yet. You know, like I said, everything has to be in sync. If it's not, you're going to have symptoms. Your aura is going to hold on to this, and it's going to replay. And I feel like a lot of our listeners and a lot of people that we have talked to has spiritual PTSD, and some of them may not be aware of it.
You know, I agree with that. And PTSD, it's not a disorder so much of the mind. I mean, it may appear as such, but it's rather a disorder of the heart. So it's like when the heart no longer feels capable of dealing with emotions left behind due to a situation that's left one feeling powerless, that's when PTSD sets in, when the heart cannot process. And then when the heart cannot process what's happened or has been overstimulated by the pain of what has happened, it's transferred into the aura.
Mm-hmm.
It's transferred into the chakras. And, you know, we're going to also be touching on the two most common chakras that PTSD stores itself in, mm-hmm. as we go on in the show.
Well, I want to share a quick story.
Go ahead.
I happen to know what it feels like to know somebody with spiritual PTSD, and it's not easy. It's hard. You don't like seeing that person in pain, and you want to avoid places, people, and situations when you're with that person so they don't have to be in contact with a certain something that reminds them of the past. So because you don't want them to have reoccurring dreams, visions, feelings, or remembrance. So that's why I'm very passionate about filtering the energy that is stagnant in the aura that is causing PTSD. And I'm very passionate about our treatment and solutions. I've been waiting to talk about this on the show. I've been talking about it for weeks. Because I feel that there's so many that are suffering from this. And maybe it's not at a level yet where you're really dodging certain people or places or situations. And maybe you're not replaying those experiences in your mind or aura yet. But you're having some light symptoms, which is good that it's not at a time yet where it's unmanageable. But it will get that way. So that's why one of the reasons I love this, the reading, the meditation, the solutions, is because you could also prevent this from happening. And I'm a very, very big fan of prevention.
Yes. Yeah, so basically what you're saying is if somebody is experiencing the beginning onset and brings it into that light and awareness that this is what's going on, there is treatment to keep it where it's at and then dissolve it from there instead of it expanding and reaching that level of where a person is completely shutting down.
Absolutely. Yes, it's definitely preventable. So if you're having just a little bit of symptoms,
mm-hmm.
you can start clearing it and preventing it from getting worse.
And then you've worked with this more than I have.
Yeah.
So when you come into contact with people who have severe PTSD.
Spiritual,
and it's on the severe level.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
I mean, it resembles a lot of, you know, what we said earlier, army, war, you know, people mm-hmm. coming back. You know, you could see on TV and movies, you know, people are coming back from Afghanistan and they're trying to live a normal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then if somebody hits, you know, two pots together or claps their hands or, you know, make some type of noise, they fall to the ground. They're fearful. They're getting visions of the past, okay? So that, we see a lot of that in people that's coming back from, you know, war. But in spiritual PTSD, it's just like that. So if I said a word, if I showed you a photograph, if I even made you talk about an experience that caused you trauma, you are emotional, you are shivering, you are acting and speaking just like it was when that experience happened. So you are, it's almost a time machine, right? And you are back in time when that experience has caused you the brokenness, the trauma, the not filtering, and because your aura is holding on to it. So it's just like it happened yesterday. And a lot of my clients that have spiritual PTSD cannot move forward from this. They're having visions, they're having dreams, whether they're dreams or nightmares, and they're consistently reliving the situation that they can't filter. Why? Because it's in their energy field, their chakras, and their aura. So it's hard for them to move forward. It's hard for them to get a new job or career or find a new relationship. Now, I understand that everything takes time.
Yes.
Okay, for those of our listeners who are suffering from spiritual PTSD, who has lost a mother, a father, or God forbid, a child, they're suffering through this. That's something that also takes time. But once you've healed time-wise, no matter how much time you have, your aura, if it hasn't released this, time is not going to fix that problem. You have to spiritually release this because it is creating damage. And it's like everything else that I always say on our show. If you have a situation and you don't manage it or want anything, any kind of help right now, maybe that's okay. But how long? A day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years? The more time that you wait, the worse it's going to be. And that's with anything. You know, I had a cold a couple of weeks ago, common cold. I did nothing about it, right? Drink a lot of orange juice. What happened? It got worse. It turned into a cough. It turned into bronchitis, right? Mm-hmm. So when you don't manage something, when you don't seek out some type of solution, it's always going to get worse.
And you know, that's like a lot of times we don't want to feel that there's something so wrong. We want to believe that it'll just pass on its own. We want to sweep that under the rug, or we want to feel like, you know what, in time, this is going to on its own just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be wonderful, but sometimes a situation like this, when it's there, it's sinking into different portions of your spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going away. It's just saturating different levels of the aura and the chakras as well. And when we return from our short break, I'd like to touch on the chakras that spiritual PTSD affects.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gihon. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
We are back and we are talking about spiritual PTSD. And for those of you who are listening to the show right now, if you'd like to call in, share your experiences, ask us questions, we would love to hear from you. Call us at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who require a little more privacy, you can give us a call after the show at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. So for those of you who may just be tuning in, I would like to do a little bit of a recap on what we've been talking about. We've been talking about spiritual PTSD, and we've been talking about the effect that spiritual PTSD has on the aura. So the difference between PTSD and spiritual PTSD, they're very similar and very much like one and the same. But when we refer to it in the spiritual sense, we're talking about the effect that PTSD has on the aura. So for people who have gone through an experience that has traumatized their heart and their mind, just like people who have been in the war, mm-hmm. and people who have experienced pain all around them, a complete loss of control, feeling threatened every day, not knowing if they're safe. You know, think about it. Bombs falling everywhere.
Sure.
Somebody's getting up every day, going out there. They don't know when they walk out, are they going to be killed? Is someone next to them going to be killed?
Sure.
So that is I forget the name of it, but they're coming out with an understanding of that is even a different level of PTSD.
Correct.
So people who have not been through that may have been through their own personal wars, and maybe their wars were a divorce.
That's right.
Maybe it has been a childhood abuse, as an adult, emotional abuse victims. You know, so many times when we think about being abused, we think of somebody striking or hitting.
Physical.
But there is the emotional abuse victims, childhood, physical or emotional abuse, adults going through physical or emotional abuse, relationship situations. So it's repeated trauma that the aura is not filtering. So it's the aura's response to unfiltered trauma. And that is where the spiritual PTSD mm-hmm. comes in. And I'd like to touch on the chakras that mm-hmm. it's really known to connect to. Now, the spiritual PTSD, from what I've been studying and understanding and have seen, it can go to any one of the chakras, but the two most common are the root and the solar plexus. And I'd like to touch on why that is. So the root chakra, let's think about the root for a moment. This is your survival center. This is your flight or fight response is initiated from this chakra. So flight can become overactivated due to spiritual PTSD. So let's think about that for a moment. If a person was in an abusive relationship, whether it was physical, whether it was emotional, whether it was both, the person is feeling maybe the need to run from the situation. Especially, and I had worked with somebody like this who was dependent upon the abuser, dependent for her survival. This person was paying her bills, making sure she had a car to get to work. So in defending herself or departing from that situation, she feels that she's making a very huge sacrifice. She's traumatized by what she's gone through. And then once she emerges from that and takes the flight response because she doesn't feel strong enough to fight through that situation, she finds herself every time she's going through something difficult, it's time to pack and run. It's time to pack and run. That is one example of how spiritual PTSD can work through the root chakra, embedding itself in the root chakra, because this is the chakra of survival. And in any way that survival is threatened or negatively affected, that is definitely a situation where the root can absorb it, hold it, and not release it. Mm-hmm. Just completely embrace the experience, not releasing it. And then when you think about the solar plexus chakra, this is will, personal power, taking control when needed, making decisions, setting direction, clarity of judgment, personal identity, self-assurance, confidence, self-discipline even.
I love the personal identity.
Yes.
I love that because as you were speaking earlier when you were talking about the root chakra, and you were saying, you know, flight or fight, I know so many people who has lost their identity.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost their identity when they're dealing with spiritual PTSD because they almost don't know who they are and where they're making decisions from, because this happens, spiritual PTSD, just like normal, you know, PTSD, it happens when something unexpected or some type of trauma. And so you're used to living one way, thinking one way, living one life, or normal things happen in life. Maybe people have ups and downs, or maybe there's a little bit of negative energy, but nothing horrific, right? And then something traumatizing happens, and it's like the oh my gosh response, because our minds can't handle what has happened.
Absolutely.
And so we lose our identity on who am I, and, you know, where do I live, or what job should, you know, and there has been some spiritual PTSD cases when people has worked at a company for so long and now they're retired. They don't know what to do. That's loss of identity.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And now they have to start new, and then things in their life change, and they're kind of stuck. Their energy cannot filter. Their aura cannot filter that energy, and it's just a retaining in there.
Yes, and it's a situation where when you lose your identity, you lose your personal power.
Yes.
And sometimes we need to re-identify and reconnect to new personal powers. And we need to reach that place, we need to reach that space where we are completely open to saying, this is who I was, and there's still some wonderful parts of that. Uh-huh. And I'm going to embrace them and bring them into this new way of being and living. And this is who I am from the experiences that I have gone through. And the two come together and create an amazing outcome in life. Mm-hmm. But if a person is in the flight response
right.
from that, they're running from who they were, because even who they were, maybe even the most wonderful portions of that time or who that person was, is a very painful reminder of the loss. So this is where it gets difficult. And this is where the clarity of judgment, making decisions with clarity and trusting judgment come in. That is a solar plexus issue. And that is definitely where spiritual PTSD can connect into the solar plexus.
Yeah. And can you go over one more time when you were talking about the solar plexus? Can you go over one more time you were mentioning when you said personal identity?
Yeah. So I'll go over all of them. Will, personal power, taking control when needed. You know, that's where the personal power comes in. Making decisions, setting direction, clarity of judgment, personal identity.
Love it.
Personal identity. And that's, you know, when you have that, when you are in touch with your personal identity, this is where you have self-assurance and confidence. So if I were to have to pick one word to describe solar plexus energy, I would have to say confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is really, if you take all of the words I said and put them all together, they all equal confidence. And spiritual PTSD definitely can remove someone from their personal power and confidence, because you're no longer, as you said, making decisions from who you felt you were.
Who you were, yeah.
Who you were. Yeah. And who you are, because yeah. you can't tell the difference between the two. And we're going to touch more on that when we come back from this short break.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Basile for the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune in to the hit show Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
We are back, and we are talking about spiritual PTSD. For those of you who are listening, if you'd like to call in, share your experiences, ask us questions, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you'd like to call us after the show and receive a complimentary spiritual diagnostic, give us a call at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. So before we went to break, we were talking about spiritual PTSD storing itself in the solar plexus chakra and in the root chakra. And we touched on the fact that those are the main chakras that, it can go to other chakras, but these are the main chakras that spiritual PTSD does store itself in, because it's issues with personal power, confidence, and survival.
Well, it's basically paralyzing you.
Yes. And that's exactly what this whole show is really getting to. It's about the energy of PTSD, spiritual PTSD, that is paralyzing, stops a person from living in the present moment, keeps somebody living in the past, and it is a feeling of completely existing but not living, unable to connect to what is outside of the mind. And what is inside of the mind is the memories of the past and the pain. There are people who have even released the mental aspects of the PTSD and feeling like, you know, the mental portion of it, I've released this, I've passed it, but I'm still living as if I'm holding on to it, because it's storing itself.
Absolutely.
In the spiritual.
In the spiritual. And it's one of the things we were saying earlier. If your mind, your heart, your energy, and your aura are not all in sync, then you're going to have symptoms. You're going to have this problem. So maybe our mind is ready and maybe our heart is ready, but our aura, that's the biggest part.
Yes.
And that's the biggest part, because it's storing itself there. It's retaining itself there. And we're, and I love the two chakras that you talk about, because it's just that. It's just like we're saying, we can have spiritual PTSD in other chakras, but these are the two that is going to paralyze us from moving forward, living a life, having any type of connection, emotions, feelings. And with these two chakras being paralyzed, we're not able to feel, we're not able to move forward, we're not able to have confidence, self-esteem, our mirror, and the way we look at ourselves and view ourselves, we might as well not even have a mirror.
Yes, it's reflection of the pain and the situation. So it's becoming defining of the energy field. And, you know, that's another way to explain spiritual PTSD, is that the experience starts to define the energy field. So dating someone new, allowing someone new into your life, going out there for that new position, connecting to friends, everything just feels like, even though you're there, you're like a piece of the puzzle that doesn't quite fit. Mm-hmm. That is one of the ways that I have viewed it for people who have this.
So I Googled PTSD, And so a lot of things come up about, obviously, people who are coming back from overseas and war and, you know, a lot. But I want you to actually read this.
Okay. Right here?
Yeah.
A disorder characterized by failure to recover after experiencing or witnessing a terrifying event. Re-experiencing symptoms may cause problems in a person's everyday routine. The symptoms can start from the person's own thoughts and feelings, words, objects, or situations that are reminders of the event. And this can also trigger re-experiencing symptoms.
So that, to me, was perfect. It was a perfect explanation of PTSD, but it's also a perfect explanation for spiritual PTSD. Sorry, I know I'd mess up that initial somewhere in the show.
I get you. It is a perfect explanation of the spiritual aspects of PTSD because it's when it talks about a re-triggering response, because think about it, when that energy is stored in the aura or in the chakras,
it's re-experiencing, it's re-triggering symptoms. Yeah.
Re-triggering. So for those of you who are listening to this, if you're feeling like there's a certain situation that has taken place in your life that has caused you great pain, and ever since that time, ever since that situation, you have not been able to move forward, and you've been feeling like you're existing but not living. You feel like your life is on pause ever since you've been through this situation. There is help for you, and we would love to talk with you after the show at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285, or call in and ask your questions. We can pick up on your voice vibrations, and through your question, receiving your voice vibrations, we can give you answers to the depth of this spiritual PTSD if we detect that through your vibrations, where you're storing it. Is it in your chakras? Is it in your aura? Is it in more than one place? Providing you methods and solutions of release. So you can call in during the show as well at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, or log on to our site, spirituald.com. What I really want to get across to everybody, if this is something that you're listening to right now and you're saying, this sounds like me, I can think of this situation with my mother or my father, my husband, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my teacher, an accident that I've been in, something life-altering that's happened to me that's changed the way I think and feel, has changed my ability to progress in life, has kept me stagnant, holding me back. If you're hearing this right now and you're feeling this way, there is a solution. There is guidance and there are methods of release that are catered to this specific type of blockage.
You know, it's funny that you say, did you say accident?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't remember if that's what you, because I was thinking so many things. It's funny that you say that because my sister was in a car accident. Mm. Nobody got hurt, but the both cars were very, very, very damaged. And she keeps, this was a while ago, but she kept telling me no matter what, she keeps hearing the sound of the brakes, which is, you know, like,
yeah,
and then the hit of two cars, like the hit of the sound of a crash and metal. Ooh. And she said no matter what she does, going to sleep, waking up, eating, trying to work, taking care of her kids, whatever it was, she would consistently hear that noise. And I did a few meditations with her and put her on a little routine that I thought was fit for her with different meditations. And I gave her a little bit of different mantras and just and things to use. And it took her a while, but she now could ride in cars and, you know, got into a little fender bender and was okay about it. you know, it's that energy, the, oh my gosh, response.
Yes.
I can't believe that just happened.
Yes.
And that is the response that stays with us. It's, you know, we've talked about before when something happens that the energy and our aura goes into emergency response mode.
Oh, yes, it does.
And everything shuts down.
Yes, it does.
Talked about so many times that when we go into emergency response mode and we shut down, eventually when we reboot, when we power on again, nothing is exactly the same as it once was. We are not the same. We can't view things the same. We can't look at things the same. We can't feel the same because we're not the same.
Absolutely.
And I think we're going to take a short break.
Okay, let's do it.
And we will be back after this.
Okay.
About the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Hi there, my name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and a spiritual growth coach. I talk about this all the time on my show, listening to your body and acting on intuition. What do these things even mean? Here's the thing. About 10 years ago, I figured out I was doing it all wrong. I mean, I wasn't unhappy, but was I really happy? And then life sent me a spiritual smackdown, like it does, because I wasn't listening to my best resource, my body and my intuition. I was living from a place of fear. I was stressed and I was in pain, and I seemed to be happily unhappy. Mostly, I just didn't know what I didn't know. And what I didn't know was that my body and my intuition had all the tools I needed to live life as my best self. I'm sharing the tools I have learned over the last 10 years of my healing journey in my online class, Soul Awakening, beginning September 19th. Learn more. Go to audreymichelle.com/awaken. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/awaken.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
And we're back talking about spiritual PTSD. So, for those of you who are listening, again, give us a call 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. That's the call-in number if you'd like to call and ask us some questions. Share your experiences. We'd love to hear from you. For those of you who would like to call us after the show, feel free to do so at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285, or log on to our site, spirituald.com.
And I just want to quickly mention that we do have meditation, help, readings, and solutions for you. You can live a recovered life.
Oh, absolutely.
And so many people are realizing and finding out, hey, I have a situation and I can be recovered. And there is light at the end of the tunnel, and there is hope. There is, you can live a recovered life. I cannot say it enough, and I'll probably say it a couple more hundred times before the show ends.
Right.
But I want to tell you a very quick story about one of my clients who I am now actually very good friends with. And she actually did not call in or see an advertisement or find me in any way, come to a seminar, nothing. I was walking down the street and she was literally in a daze, just standing, and I was lost and I was looking for a building number, so I was consistently passing the same block. I'm not good when it comes to city. I'm like a country girl, so when it comes to finding the right building and suite number, and I was just consistently, and every time I would pass, she looked at more in a daze, and I'm like, well, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, maybe she's just had a drink or two, you know. But then I've seen her on the floor. And she's just crying and crying. And she looks like, you know, not a typical person you would see sitting on the street. She was very well-to-do, well-dressed, you know, hair, makeup, shoe, you know, totally like a business-type woman. So I figured something was wrong. So, you know, I simply struck a conversation. I was like, are you okay? Can I help you find something? I don't know how much help I would be when I'm lost, but... You know, can I help you in any way? Can I get you in a cab? Are you okay? And she was just crying and crying and crying and crying. Well, the end of the story is I missed my appointment and we sat together. We found a bench and we sat together for hours talking and talking and talking and talking. And the story is I'm going to give it to you really quickly. She was very young. She married her high school sweetheart and they were very much in love, got married, you know, as soon as they turned 18.
Oh, bless their heart.
Had kids afterwards, worked really hard in life, followed all the rules, did all the things that they were supposed to do. Everyone admired them. They were a very lovely couple. They had very lovely children. She was very happy and proud that the life that she was living was hers. She watched it. She protected it. She did everything that she was supposed to because she knew other people admired it, that she was lucky. Not, you know, those people who are flashy and like to show off their life. Not like that. But she was very proud and proud of herself, proud of the person that she became, and very, very proud of what they've built together as a team, her and her husband, because, you know, they started from the bottom and they were somewhere amazing. And they had a reputation now to be very well known of everything that they created together as a team. And they were very proud of their children because they were so, you know, they got accepted at the best schools and, you know, so a life that you're very comfortable in, happy and proud of, okay? And so at one moment, it all got swept away from her, okay? So in one moment, something horrible happened, and she basically didn't have her children, and she basically did not have her life, her lifestyle, her marriage. She had nothing, and she was one person alone. And so when you think about that, it's starting from scratch. But usually when people start from scratch, they're starting somewhere. They have a baseline. They have a foundation. Well, this foundation was gone. She had nothing to start from. So her identity was taken from her. The shock of, well, where's my partner? Where's the person I run to every day? Where's the person I communicate with? Where is my go-to person? Where is my children? Where is my, do you understand? And she was very lost and very alone. And from that, she became very broken. She had no confidence. She had no self-esteem. Every one of her chakras were not functioning. They were way past imbalance. They were way past fractured. I'm pretty sure they were all collapsed.
Wow.
Her aura was retaining and holding on, not even to so much. Her aura was just one big retention.
Oh, my goodness.
So it did take some time. It did take work. It took visits. It took meditations. It took us working together as a team. It took faith on her part, in herself, in her spiritual connection, in the spiritual world. But after some time has passed, and she got information and the help that she needed, and she started helping herself, she did recover. She completely, completely recovered, and now she has a completely different life. She's not in the spotlight, and she's not in magazines, and she's not, you know, involved in a Fortune 500 company and all these things, but she has a life that she is happy in, which surprisingly was none of those things.
Bless her.
She is very happy with herself. She is content. She is dating. She is living a life. She has friends. And she has transformed into somebody new. Now, she still has, you know, we're still working together. And she still has the nightmares. And she still has the, you know, certain episodes. But if I took her to those places where some of these episodes have happened, she is okay. There may be maybe a tear or two, but that's normal and natural. There is nothing like it used to be for her. And one of the main reasons that I bring her up, like I said, she is a client, but also a very good friend. The reason I bring her up is because when you are suffering from spiritual PTSD, more than what we're talking about, you can have other symptoms. Like we were talking about earlier, you can have a lot of sensory issues with that too.
Yes, you can.
You could have a lot of, you know, at one point, my client, this wonderful lady, thought she was like, oh, I'm having some type of breakdown, you know? Mm-hmm. It's my body is doing things that I don't want it to do. I'm feeling things that I don't want to be feeling. I remember her being sensitive to light, fluorescence, the outside, riding in cars, certain touches, a normal touch, the touch of a feather would feel like someone was punching her. A punch would feel like a feather. Everything was disconnected. She was very, very disconnected. And so when you're talking about spiritual PTSD, it also interrupts your physical.
Oh, yes.
Your eating, your sleeping, your functioning, your sensory, the way you feel things, the way you see things, the way you experience things, the way you intake things, your output, your intake, like everything is affected. Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
Yes, and you know, when you talk about somebody affected on so many levels, you're pretty much describing a situation somebody affected on all levels.
Yes.
And if somebody affected on all levels is doing better, people who are listening to this, maybe you're affected on one level, two
right.
levels, a few levels, or many levels, there is help for you.
Right. Don't let it get to the point where it is affecting all levels. Don't let it get to the point where you are sitting on a street corner in a daze.
Absolutely.
Prevention is important. If you're feeling any of the symptoms, if you're feeling like, oh, I want to avoid that restaurant because I feel like those emotions and feelings are going to come back, then seek out help. Educate yourself now and get the help that you need now so it doesn't turn into a worse or bigger, unmanageable situation.
Yes. Get it from the smallest portion. And for those of you who are listening to this and you're past the smallest portion, there's absolutely help for you. And one thing that I always say and that I can't say enough, that I'll probably be saying a couple of hundred times in every show, is that each and every one of you hold your answers and solutions within. We want to work with you as a catalyst, a spiritual compass, to lead you to the answers and solutions that are inside of you that you may not be able to touch and see and find at this time. And to each and every one of you who have been listening to our show on spiritual PTSD, feel free to call 312-898-2285. Thank you for listening. We send you all out love, light, and blessings.
Namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.